Appreciate the Lord this evening. Thankful to be saved. The Lord has been so good to me. I sure thank each one of you for your prayers for me and the many times the Lord has answered prayer and been real near to us. I appreciate it very much. In our own strength, we're pretty small, but with the Lord, I love the scripture that said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Please pray for me this evening. I have a desire that God would bless each and every one of us as we're on our journey toward heaven, that we will walk softly, walk humbly, and be true to the Lord in our life. Would you look with me in the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter? I'm not going to read all of this, and you all are very familiar with the giant that David went to tackle and went to conquer. I believe that there's a lot of giants in our life that we each have to overcome. I believe there's a lot of different difficulties that all of us will face in our life sooner or later. And hopefully we will learn how to overcome these difficulties. God will help us to be able to conquer things that come up against us in life. I'm thankful for all of you young people here tonight. You're a blessing. You're a real blessing to the work of God and to the Lord's kingdom. When I look here at David, and I think about this great challenge that he had before him, the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel, it says, David said in the 29th verse, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? David realized that there was someone that was threatening the people of God, and he realized that there was a God that was much bigger than this man. He was a tall man. I don't know, but I'm going to guess that is close to, that's a little over 8 feet, I believe. A little over, that you put another foot on there, and you can imagine how big this man was. Goliath was a giant, and he was a big man. I looked up some definitions about people's names. Your name means a lot. The word Goliath means to reveal, to bring to light hidden things of our life. And I think of how many times people come up. I come up against something. You come up against something in life. And at first, it's overwhelming to us. We don't know how we're going to handle it. We don't know what we're going to do. It looks like it's just too big for us. I believe the Lord wants to help us, each and every one tonight, to know ourselves. Someone was telling me just recently, said they're proud and they don't know it. Well, that's an awful thing to be. Imagine that. Imagine a preacher, and I'm going to put myself, I'm proud and I don't know it. I need something revealed to me, don't I? I need something that comes to my mind that helps me to see how small I am and incapable I am. And the Lord's got a full arsenal of things that, oh, there's James over there. I'll show him how big he is. I'll really show him. And this pride business and this thing that's working in his life, I'm going to send a Goliath over there and we'll see just how big he is then. Reminds me of a little banty chicken one time that had its little chicks around it, and this hawk swooped down and that little banty hen, she took off. That hawk's too big for her. About the time she took off, this man that owned that chicken was around there, and he stepped in over there, and he started to chase that hawk, and she caught sight of that man coming. She turned around, and she just like, boy, we sure worked them over, didn't we? And she was ready. She was pretty big then with him standing beside her. Yes, sir, we'll get that old hawk. But she wasn't very big when she was by herself. And you know, neither are we. When we go out in life, we're not very big. We think we're something sometimes, and we're capable. We think we're capable. But I tell you, we're not very capable without God's help and His strength. I want you to notice that David, I want you to notice what he done. I was reading this and I picked up something that really encouraged me. The 40th verse, he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook. I've wondered different times about that. And I really believe in my own heart, because I have 5 different giants I want to talk about tonight, that David was thinking more about just Goliath. People had told him that guy's got some children. He's got relatives. David went there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it wasn't just an arbitrary, he didn't just go over there and start, you know, just scrape up a few. No, he had them probably all named. He said, well, if this guy's brother comes after me, and if this fella comes after me, and he had 5 of them there. He was looking to win the battle. This evening, I believe that we should be of the same mind. We are not warring. We're not fighting with flesh and blood. We are not out against flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's against evil. There are principalities, there's powers, there are things out there that are set against you advancing in the kingdom of God. And I believe we need to be capable. We need to have something ready on hand and be prepared. But you know, the Lord didn't send David more than he could handle. And neither will he do that with us. This evening, he didn't call on David to kill all 5 of them at once, did he? You know, David fought 2 of these giants, and the second one almost killed him. And I'm going to read to you a little bit about this next fellow, but I want you to remember this evening that God wants to bring some of the hidden things of your life out before and help you to see really how small you are. How small I am. We're not very capable, folks, when we get down to it. The first time I got locked in this room with all these rough people, they closed the door. Now you teach them. Here you teach these people and these men in jail. There's one of them, he was so hard to get along with. But I want to tell you, folks, I found that when the Lord goes with you, they can lock the door and you can feel just at peace as much as you are. And I'm more afraid of being in here tonight than I am with 12 of the ugliest, tattooedest men that you've ever, just rough old guys. It's because the Lord's, when He sends you somewhere, He's going to give you grace to be able to do what you're called to do. Do we have a revelation tonight of who we are? Wouldn't it be awful to go through life thinking that I'm somebody, thinking that I'm really something, that I have all this honor and I have all this prestige and I have this air about me, thinking that I'm something when really I'm nothing? We need to have something revealed. And the only way God is calling on us to look at some of the giants in our life. He's calling us not to just look at them, but to deal with them. if I don't deal with them, I'm not going to have any kind of stories to tell. I'm going to be empty. I'm not going to have very much. My life is going to be shallow. It's going to be very limited. My circle that I'm living in will be very small. I'll have my own friends that really like me. I'll have people that I get along with, and I'll gravitate to those people. And that's, and I'll what I feel comfortable with, you see, and things that I can handle, I'm going to have that in my life. But if things make me uncomfortable, and you know, I'll just tend to stay by myself, and I'll never be revealed. Nothing will ever be revealed. I'll live a nominal Christian life. I'll have just a barely an experience, just barely able to get by. I won't testify on Wednesday night very much. It's because I hadn't done anything with the giants. I hadn't really, you know, I know they're out there, but I've managed to steer away from them. Or I've managed to somehow, I've never just engaged them. The whole army of Israel was in that state. Wasn't one of them, when he'd get up and stand up, that take off running. And this evening, if we run from things that have been revealed to us, that are challenging us, that are coming against us, we know, Lord, this thing is huge in my life. You see, it caused my parents to fall. You see, it was a thing that caused my people to get offended. They became offended at that, and they never were able to get over that. I had such an air. My family had such an air of pride about them. They were so lifted up. We never got over it. I'm not going to get over it either, because my feelings are so stuck out here on the edge, and I never get over it. And I go through life intimidated by this thing. It intimidates me, and I don't conquer it. I want you to notice something here. And you know, but I think of the scripture that says this: there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. If we let it, fear will rule us. If you let it, fear will cause you to stay back of a lot of things. It's because of fear. I've watched these guys just exercise, and they'll go all kind of extremes to appear tough on the outside. And they know that if you appear weak in jail, that people will pick on you. So they want to put this front up that they're real strong, and they are. But I've watched a lot of them. It's just a front. They're afraid. Fear is making them do those things. And I want us to think tonight, what all is fear controlling in our life? The fear of man. The fear of man. What will that do for us? The fear of man, it'll bring a snare, the Bible says. It brings a snare. We will constantly be trying to please people. I'm thinking about a room full of managers and district managers. They was all in there, and I was in this meeting, and I watched them. The boss would say something, and their heads would just, oh, he got so mad. He said, I didn't come in here for you to agree with me. Oh, but none of them would tell him the truth, because it's my paycheck. If I tell you the truth and I really don't agree with you, you're going to fire me. Folks, what does it mean? Fear will cause you to be miserable in life. And there's a lot of things that will intimidate you so much, and push you to corners, push you out of the way. You know, we've got to realize, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If I'm just looking to please man, my life is really going to be inhibited. My life is really going to be dwarfed. Because I had the wrong motives in what I'm doing. I had the fear of man. I'm trying to please man. And I'm trying to make everybody happy. And it just doesn't work very well. You know, there's sometimes we just have to be truthful. We have to say what is on our heart. We have to be honest. God help us tonight. The second person we'll pick up here on, we'll find that David conquered Goliath. He conquered him. He overcame him. This next giant, I'd like for us to look over here in the book of 2 Samuel, the 21st chapter. The 21st chapter, 2 Samuel, starts off. David has become king. He has become approved. The people are going his way. But then he runs up against a stumbling block. He runs up against this famine. 3 years of famine came. And this is quite a test for a new king. The first thing, you know, that's coming around here now, all of a sudden it looks like God is displeased. He controls the weather, does he not? And this 21st chapter is starting off with some troubles. It's starting off with a famine. Year after year, it was consecutive, 3 years, no rain came. The king began to get worried and he sought the Lord. And the Lord spoke to him. He said, it's because... In other words, it's Saul's bloody house. It's not exactly, David, what you've done, but it's your predecessor, what they've done and how they have treated the Gibeonites. And that's the reason the famine is in the land. They found a way, and you can read this. You can read this. I don't have time. That's not what my main burden is tonight. But I want to tell you, seeking God when there's troubles will pay us big dividends. Don't think because you've gained some victories in your life that you're going to be free and clear now and there's not going to be something else that happens. I'll tell you, the Lord will make sure that He's got enough sense your way to keep you humble. The 21st chapter in the 16th verse, I want to read about this next giant. It said his name was Ishbi-Nob, which was one of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zariah, succored him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David sware unto him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, thou shalt not quench the light of Israel. David tangled with two of the giants. The second battle he didn't have. The Bible didn't say anything about him having any more stones in a sling this time. But this one about killed him. Had it not been for Abishai, the light of Israel would have been put out. What do you think about it? What's on your mind tonight? What do you think about the success that David had been having? God answered prayer and he sent rain. He gave me an answer how to get rid of this famine. He gave me answer. He's working for me. He's doing things for me. What was happening? You know, a little bit of pride. Possibly slipped in. After a few years of successes, now this king is coming out and here he's facing another giant and possibly his men is looking to him. You know how to handle these type fellas, don't you, David? And yeah, I do. I can handle him. Let me have him. Just another giant, but it was a total different circumstance. I want to tell us this evening with a burdened heart, be careful, because after your years of success, after your being out in the lead and doing things and look like things, you're capable now. You're capable. You're able to do these things. You've got years on you. You've got success behind you. You can handle it. You can take care of it. Be careful. Because you're going to face something that's going to cause you to fall. Ishbi-Benob means my dwelling is on the heights. I belong above. I want to tell us God has a humble little people. The best I know of these people, my people. But when there is pride, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And to say now, I want to brag on how long I've been a pastor. I want to brag on a few of the things that I've done. Well, I don't want to say too much. I want to be pretty careful, because I've got a God of heaven that's watching me. And there's an old giant that'll get me if I'm not careful. Folks, we've got to recognize, not by spirit, or not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. This is the key word to every one of us. Our victory lies in realizing the Spirit of God is my strength. He is my helper. I don't want to just stand up here in the pulpit and just say, I've been preaching for years and years, and I can just handle all this. I've watched things come along, small things that I thought surely I could get those. Surely that'd work. And I tell you, those things just about got me. Brother Madden one time had a dream, and in his dream he's walking along this road, and a little old head popped up out of the ground. A little old snake. He was deathly afraid of those things. And the Lord told him, don't stop. And he wanted so much to get that thing, he didn't like to leave thinking that old snake was going to come and get him. So he turned around and he just kicked that thing, going to kick, you know, maybe just break its head off. And he said that thing come up out of the ground. And he said that thing was so big, it was like a monster. It was just going to get him. Oh, little things, I want to tell you, little, watch for little things. Yes. Be careful, because we get feeling like I'm capable. Oh, I can handle that. Look at me, I can handle that. Some of the smallest things can be our downfall, folks, if we're not very careful. It can be our downfall. It breaks my heart to see any one of us overcome by any giant in life. I do not like to see broken homes. I do not like to see people overwhelmed. So I'll warn us tonight, watch out for the giant of pride. I'm so proud that I'm not proud. Have you ever heard that statement? We look so humble on the outside, but on the inside, there's something so difficult to deal with. I love the scripture in James. It says, for the wisdom from above, it is first pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's easy to be entreated, it's full of mercy and good fruits, and without hypocrisy. He said, and the fruit of righteousness is sown and peace of them that make peace. I look at that and think, Lord, help us to be clothed with humility. Be careful. Watch out for Ishbi-Benob because he's got relatives. In 2014, they're still around. Reading now in the book of Chronicles, I'd like to read over here in 2 Chronicles 20 and 4. Pick up some of the same stories, but goes a little bit deeper and tells a little bit more. The book of 2 Chronicles, we're going to read about another giant. I'm sorry, it's 1 Chronicles 20 and 4. It came to pass after this, there arose war at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibichai, the Hushite, if I mispronounce your name, forgive me, but he slew Sipai. Here was another one. That was of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. His name means a double-faced dish. Hypocrisy. The play act mask. It's opposite of sincerity. Moral impurity. Lord, help us this evening. A double-faced dish. On this side, I'm one person. And flip that and put me in another circumstance and I'm another person. Double-faced dish. There's one part of it was not true. I've heard that in years ago, people that made pottery, the people that used inferior clay would have pockets in their pottery that would be an imperfection. They would not have a good quality of clay. And they would go ahead and fire it and make it hard. And then they would coat it with wax and fill in the indentions. You buy the pot and say, oh, it's a good pot. It's a very good pot. See, it's a good, it holds water. You put it on the fire, you bring it home. What a bargain. Heat it up and that wax melts and you got a hole in it. So folks got to where that had quality clay on the bottom side they'd put without wax. Without wax. There was nothing. They wasn't trying to cheat anybody with it. This is without wax. Wouldn't that be the way what God's people should be, without wax? Without being... Watch out for this guy because this giant is running loose through the evil spirits of the world. False religion. Here he is. He's showing up himself. It's hypocritical. That's not what God's people are made of. There's no wax. They're not to be that way. But here, this giant is something today we're going to have to face. Being honest with ourselves. Being honest with God. Realizing here's something now that we can't blame it on our parents. We can't go through life and say, just the way mom and dad were, that's just the way I am. No, we've got to deal with this giant. And he comes up again. Every one of us has got to fight him. We've got to be careful because hypocrisy, fear, pride, all those things work and undermine our lives. We've got to be careful. When this giant appears, we've got to be on guard and ask God to help us. Hypocrites in our spiritual life are opportunistic agents. They will take the life out of you, spiritually speaking. opportunistic agents. I knew some guys that went in an old pond. They were looking for something. And they got in that pond and they went underwater and they come up and they had leeches on them. And these are young guys and they see these things pulling those leeches off. You ever seen a leech? It's just a red thing. I saw one on a snapping turtle, several on a snapping turtle. You think of those snapping turtles, his shell is so hard you can't, you know, they're very difficult to crack. But around their neck, it's soft. And these leeches would get on that turtle. And they had a free ride. They couldn't get them off. He couldn't get around to get to them. Hypocrisy will take the life out of us, spiritually speaking. It's an opportunistic agent, and it seeks for weak places in our heart. Parasites will empty our soul. Things that will attach themselves to you. Be careful when you're young, because there's an enemy that is seeking to kill, to steal, and destroy. And in your youth, he will do everything he can to attach something onto you, a liking for something. And if we're not careful, in our weakness, the enemy of our souls can attach things to us. And when he connects, he doesn't come off very easily. He will fight you. It will cause you much trouble. I'm telling you, this giant is something to watch out for. Bacteria will infiltrate your system. Bacteria will work through any means. It comes in your body and it tries to disguise itself and say, we're just like one of you, to the good cells in our body and the things that fight off disease and infection. And those things, there'll be little things that try to slip in and say, we're just like you, let us in. Let us in, we're just like you. We're friends. They'll try to come in your soul, but they'll spoil your life. Once they get in, they begin to multiply and multiply, and all of a sudden you're running a fever. You can't figure out what's happened. Something has infiltrated and got inside and has disguised itself and looked like was harmless, looked like there was nothing to it. It was innocent, and we let it in, or somehow our body's defense system was weakened. And many times that's what's happening in young and old. Our defense system begins to break down, and somehow we've allowed something to ride along with us, and it's kind of been taking the life out of us, spiritually speaking. We've done nothing to it and felt like it presented no harm, and it's rode along. It's come along for years. Now we start running a fever and we begin to get sick. What did Paul say in the book of Corinthians? He said, there's many weak and sickly among you because they've not examined themselves. I believe it's important this evening. In fact, I'd like to read that in 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. If you don't mind me taking a few moments here to read that. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Paul was telling them, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, except how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. So he said, examine and prove and know. There's something in this, folks. There's a secret. There's a key. There's something that will help us. Unless we see ourselves, unless we can, Lord, please help me. Help me to know my weakness. Help me to know my limitations. Help me, Lord, to see where I need you most. Don't think we can outsmart spiritual bacteria and spiritual viruses and parasites. Don't think we can outsmart them. Those things will latch onto us if we're not careful. getting a free ride. You know what? The blood of Jesus cleanses. And I'm thankful for that this evening. I'm thankful God has given us a little bit of knowledge of how weak we are, but how strong He is. His blood is able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us from things that's been riding along. Folks, we need the Lord this evening. Watch out for hypocrisy. Watch out for this double-faced dish. Watch out for little things in life that try to appear sometimes as something small, but they will overcome us if we're not careful. I have another one, this next one. There was war again with Philistines. It seemed like these folks caused a lot of trouble, didn't they? The Philistines. And all those bad guys was on their side. All those big guys intimidating people were on the Philistines. Every time here they come. And here's another fellow that comes up. Another. He's the brother of Goliath. His name is Lahmi. L-A-H-M-I. Lahmi means full of food. Lustful. Sensual. Ah. Watch out for him. All that is in the world is what? The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and what? Lust of the eyes, pride of life. Be careful, because this giant is fully engaged in 2014, full of food. There's a scripture that said their God is their belly. There are so many things we could say about this guy. Lustful, sensual. The world is full of it. The world is busting the seams with lustful, sensual things. Every kind of passion. There's just so many things this giant represents, and it's a big one. Every one of us, young and old, will have to face this giant. And what we do with him, how we handle this, is critical to our spiritual life. It's critical because we are in direct opposition against spirits of this world. We're in a great controversy with evil. And this one presents itself under the cloak of Christianity so many times. And it's such a sly thing to deal with. Very sly to deal with. Watch out for this giant. Silently, you'll find him lurking around through all kinds of avenues of life. He'll be on the internet. It'll be billboards. It'll be around grocery stores. It'll be everywhere you go. This giant will endeavor to conquer you. And he'll come along with pride. And he'll tempt a young person and cause them, there's no, this old teaching of modesty and things among us. You don't need to do that. It's not necessary. We better be careful, folks, because some things can slay us without a blink. We need to be very careful. Guard yourself. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles or the methods of the devil. We're not ignorant of his devices. We know how he works, and he is out, believe me, to slay every one of us this evening. May God help us tonight. You know why Satan tempts you? He tempts you to get you off track. He tempts you to cause you to stray. He tempts you and brings things to your mind to cause you to get caught up in that. Lord, help us this evening. Self is our greatest enemy. Every one of us will have to meet up with self. be careful. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Read on down here now. I'm almost through. And yet again there was war at Gath, where a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, 6 on each hand, 6 on each foot, and he was also the son of the giant. These were born unto the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. So what's his name? I don't know. The Bible didn't tell me what his name was. All I know is what it says, and he had another finger on each hand and on his toes. You imagine that guy climbing a tree? Well, he'd get a pretty good grip, couldn't he? But what does he mean to us? I'm going to assign this guy, this fella here represents the giant of greed. When he got his big old hands around something, he just held on to it and wouldn't let go. He wouldn't let go. He wouldn't turn it loose. And you know, I watch as we get older in life. Oh, we want to get a hold of things. I worked hard for this. I was a hard working man. And I got a hold of this and I'm not letting go. The old giant of greed. Be careful. I read last night, there in the book of Ecclesiastes, in the morning sow your seed, in the evening withhold not your hand. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8. 7 looked like would be a complete number, but he said, don't stop there. Give. You get older and you think, oh, I better hold on to this. You ever go in people's garage and I don't do this to snoop around. Lord knows people, I go in their house and they say, don't look over here. I'm not here to check how many dishes are in your sink. I don't. But have you ever just noticed all the egg cartons? We're saving egg cartons. Why in the world are you saving? I don't know. I'm getting older. I just save egg cartons. Big old piles of egg cartons. Holding on to everything I can. Imagine a garage full of egg cartons. Well, I haven't seen a garage full, but just things. I went in a house before, you couldn't even, there were little paths that you could walk through. The husband told me, he said, I can't even lay down on my bed. It's time for me to go. My wife's been bringing home so many things. She's hoarding stuff. She's just hoarded all this stuff. He said, he's just piled on my bed. I can't even lay down and sleep anymore. Hoarding things. Greedy. We live in a world, folks, that people are very greedy, stingy. A giant. It's a giant. It's something we got to face. You might say, oh, you're just trying to be funny. No, I'm not. It's true. It's true. When we realize that our life has consisted on things that I've accumulated. That's what my life has all been about. It's getting things. And I've got all these trinkets and I've got all these things accumulated. Who are they going to be for in a few years? Your children are going to have to fight for them. They're going to have to fight for all this stuff. Oh, a friend of mine's father-in-law has passed away. And before he passed away, the children were already fighting over who gets what. And they were taking things. They're just going there. One of them just thought, boy, I better start getting this stuff before daddy leaves. And they were just grabbing this and getting that. But he kind of led that up. I mean, he had accumulated and laid piles of stuff here. Had 100 acres of stuff scattered around. Loved to hoard things. Greed. Be careful of greed. 6 fingers. He's got a powerful grasp. Greed, covetousness. It's expecting from things what only God can give. In other words, I'm thinking how my accumulation of things in life, I've accumulated this and that, and that's really what distinguishes me. That makes me look like, that makes me look who I, what I really am. I've accumulated all this stuff. Wouldn't give it away for nothing. Oh no, hoard it up, lay it up. It's mine. It's mine. The Lord help us this evening. Facing giants is a big item in our life. And I think of the scripture said, if you've been running with the footmen and they've wearied thee, what are you going to do in the swelling of Jordan? If we've let little things intimidate us and we have run and fled and been a coward through life and we've just kind of dodged everything around, soft choices, that was our lot in life, soft choices, easy street lit. Do you know what, folks? One of these days, it all comes back to us. We need this evening to learn how to face some of these giants. Humility is one thing that will help us to conquer every one of them. Oh, how many battles has been won because we've humbled our hearts. Folks are starting off in a meeting. Starting off in the meeting, and I'm convinced that God's going to have some good messages right here that is designed to help us overcome problems in our life. Yes. Let's endeavor to reach out to get every bit of it that we can and ask God for the courage to face these giants, to look at them and say, Lord, by your strength, by your help, I believe I can make it. I believe the Lord wants to bless us tonight with victory in our souls. May the Lord help us and give us all courage that when this meeting is over, that we'll have faced the giants, things that have been approaching us, intimidating us, that we'll be able to have new courage to overcome those giants. Amen.